your take on showing up for voluntary, these voluntary off-season workouts in your, what's
this,
9, 10 years?
10. I mean, you know, if it's guys that's been around, you know, as far as guys doing rehab and stuff, it's a continuous thing for them. But, you know, I think guys that hasn't been around since the season was over, I think it's good to come in, you know, at least show your face for a couple weeks, you know, let them know that you're doing okay. I mean, but I don't see why people make a big deal out of it if somebody doesn't, because it's not mandatory. So, I mean, it's give and take.
So you just choose to take because you
want to? Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen them since the season was over. It was just part of being a professional. You know, let them come in and show them that I'm doing good and, you know, give them a couple of weeks and go about my day.
Now that you're into your
30s,
how is your offseason different than when you were
22, 23? I think I had a little more bounce when I was younger. You know, I still got bounce now, but just the injuries, you know, after a number of years, they began to kind of take a toll. And, you know, for a young guy that's come in at 22, 23 years old, his body a little fresher. That's the only difference.
So you tell him that stuff to know, Sean, he's kind of preparing for his second season. What sort of advice can you give him about making the leap from a rookie to second year?
You know, I try to lead by example. You know, obviously I share a lot of things with No'Shawn, and No'Shawn's going to be a great running back in this league. And, you know, he just see the things that I do. And, you know, he carry himself the same way, you know, which will help him in the long run.
How much does a full offseason help a guy like No'Shawn? I mean, last year, you know, he's preparing for the draft in April, how much is a full offseason?
Not him, just a rookie period. You know, after playing, you know, a month of preseason and 17 weeks of football, and, you know, playoff if the team get in, that's a lot. And a rookie don't know how to deal with that. And at some point in the season, he kind of hit a wall. And, you know, for them to be able to go through an offseason, that'll kind of prepare their minds and their bodies for the upcoming season because they know what they're facing.
How does it take your offseason as you get older? Lindsay's asking about, you know, things change as you get a little bit older. How long does the all season go before you really feel pretty right?
Man, probably about three or four months. You know, some weeks you feel better, then, you know, that next week you feel like you feel bad. So it takes about 3 or 4 months, you know, for especially an older guy, for his body to be back 100%. Pretty much 100%. You know, ankle still a little bit, but that's just from all the stuff that we, you know, that we're doing, just getting that my ankle back in shape. But other than that, I'm 100%.
How tough mentally is that, though? You know what you're gonna be, you know what you're gonna be coming up with the season, the physical ground. Mm-hmm. You know your ankle's gonna hurt for 3 or 4 months after. How mentally tough do you have to be kind of ready for that?
Man, you have to be mentally tough to play the game of football. Period. If you're not mentally tough, this game is not for you. You know, that's why you see a lot of guys don't make it. You know, if you're not right up here, man, it can take a toll on you.
Have you gotten to be your new running backs coach yet? What kind of sense have you gotten from him? Maybe is the running game going to change much?
Not that I know of. You know, every year teams reevaluate what they did last year and, you know, tweak some things here and there, but, you know, for the most part, running game will be the same. Like I said, Coach McDaniels might add a couple plays here and there and tweak some of the runs that we had in the past, but should be the same.
A lot of talk this offseason is about the offensive line maybe changing its philosophies, new coaching staff up there, maybe going more power style. How does that affect you guys, you and No'Shawn and JJ?
You know, it don't affect us at all. I mean, we're runners. No matter if it's a power run game or if it's an outside run game like we did last year, you know, we're running back, and we, you know, when the offensive line do a great job sustaining their blocks, you know, we'll do the rest. So, you know, that really doesn't matter. It just probably means we might run it a little more.
What do you think? Where do you think Donovan's playing this year?
I have no idea, and I'm not finna worry about it. I said I was gonna call him yesterday. Probably give him a shout out today. I don't know if he's talking to anyone right now or not, though.
Are you surprised that it's gotten that his name's out there as strong as it is?
Not really, because when they released Westbrook, I knew Donovan, they was going to possibly be doing something with him next.